This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU research agronomist Leo Bortolone from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Leo, we're talking nitrogen management for this spring. Tell us more about that.
Nitrogen application in the spring is gearing up. So as long as the field conditions are allowable, people are getting into the field. Urea is one of the fertilizers that contains nitrogen. Most of the people knows anhydrous ammonia. But urea has gained more ground because it's easy to store and gives farmer more flexibility to buy it compared to anhydrous ammonia. So since the spring, we can have different conditions from very wet to too dry. Growers must remember to protect their nitrogen sources.
All right, good stuff, Leo. And hey, we'll talk more on nitrogen when we come back.
Some festive days for the family are coming soon. Spend your Cinco de Mayo and Mother's Day outings at Mi Mexico Restaurant in Minot. We'll have specials for both dates. Come experience our full bar, plenty of seating for large groups, the new rooftop seating accommodations coming this summer, not to mention our daily lunch specials, Monday through Sunday. It's the best authentic Mexican food in the region since opening in 2008. Check out our Facebook page for all of our specials and events. That's Mi Mexico in Minot, right next to Walmart.
Nathan and Emily Spickler present the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale, Monday, May 6th at 1 p.m. at the ranch, halfway between Carrington and Glenfield on Highway 200. Selling 150 yearling Angus bulls, 40 commercial heifers, and 30 select registered heifers, all fully guaranteed. The sale will be broadcast, and you can bid live on the internet at dbauction.com. They offer a 1,000-mile free delivery on bulls. It's the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale, Monday, May 6th at 1 p.m. at the Spickler South Ranch, 14 and a half miles east of Carrington on Highway 200. Visit Spickler RanchSouth.com for more information.
Talking nitrogen today on Ag Issues with Leo Bortolone. And Leo, how can we protect nitrogen in the soil and environment?
So urea, we can place urea on or within 2 inches of the soil surface, but we're going to be subject to ammonia volatilization after a couple of days if rainfall does not move into sufficiently into the soil. So that's why we need to protect or treat our urea with urea's inhibitor, which is NBPT. So many NBPT contain products on the market. It's pretty easy to find. So the inhibitor is applied per ton of urea. If that is done, then the urea applied with the ureaized inhibitor is nearly 100% effective for about 10 days. If we got longer cool, it's going to take longer. But if it's hotter, the time frame is going to be shorter. So shallow placement, if you broadcast urea, protect your urea with inhibitor as insurance.
All right, good stuff, Leo. Hey, that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale, by Mi Mexico in Minot, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.